Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad you're here with us. And if you'd like to take part in our conversations on the exchange, feel free to join in. Phone numbers are as follows, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. Or you can send us an email. That address is jx@jeffnet.org. We hear fairly often about hunger in America. It existed before the Great Recession, obviously, and when the crash came, it got worse. Tens of millions of people now receive SNAP benefits, what we used to call food stamps, and there are additional programs to make sure growing children get the nutrition they need. But there are issues with hunger at the other end of the age spectrum, and people working to address those issues. They'll gather tomorrow in Coos Bay to compare notes on the situation and its solutions. The people gathering tomorrow will include our three guests today. Christine Coles is with Coos County RSVP. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
And we also have with us from AARP Oregon, Bandana Shrestha. Thank you for joining us, Bandana.
Thank you so much.
And Nancy Weed is with us as well with Partners for a Hunger Free Oregon. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning, Jeff.
So somebody jump in here first. Give me your first name before you start. But what's the general issue that you have? How many hungry people do we know about among Oregon seniors?
Well, I think that might be one of the issues is that it's very hard to come up with statistics to determine exactly how many seniors are hungry. I started looking into this over 3 years ago and researched about 14 different sites, and I could not get one statistic on senior hunger. But I know Bandana and AARP has also been working on this issue, and she may want to chime in.
Sure. Yes, this is Bandana. And actually, the AARP Foundation did a survey put out a report in 2011, and that's when I really started focusing on the issue of hunger. And actually, not just among seniors, you know, seniors usually we think of people 65 plus, but really the focus for us has been people 50 plus generally. And what really struck us here at AARP from the AARP Foundation report was that Oregon was ranked as one of the top states in the country for hunger among people 50 to 59. And that's really important, not just for that age cohort, obviously, but also for people who are seniors, more the traditional senior term, just because, you know, if you are hungry at 50 and to 59, that means by the time you're 65, things are going to be much worse in terms of your health outcomes and such.
But Nancy Weed, let me ask you, because sure. At Partners for a Hunger-Free Oregon, it shouldn't be a terrible surprise, I would think, that there are more hungry seniors in Oregon, because Oregon, through all the age spectrum, is somewhat, I don't want to say ahead, but I mean somewhat worse than some of the other states, isn't it?
Well, yes and no in many ways, and definitely the economic situations in Oregon has contributed to us having a really, really higher hunger rate. But in recent years, we have made some improvements in getting nutritional resources to people that, while I would hesitate to say that our hunger ranking has improved dramatically, other states, it's gotten so much worse that our hunger ranking is now actually about the middle of the pack. But a lot of that is due to the fact that so many other states are doing actually worse than Oregon. One of the things that we've been making good use of in this state is SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That's the new name for food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon has a relatively high participation rate in that program. And it brings, you know, federal money into their communities, keeps food on the table, and it's really a win-win. But when we look at seniors, and in the world of SNAP, that's defined as people 65 plus, only about one in three eligible seniors in Oregon actually gets the benefits that they are entitled to, and we know what an impact those dollars can have.
Well, you know, we've talked about other situations in the past, Nancy, where particularly in Humboldt County, California, where there was a real effort to make sure that people weren't leaving money on the table, that they were taking the SNAP benefits available to them. What, Nancy, is the usual reason for people not taking advantage of SNAP benefits or not applying for them?
Exactly. And at Partners for Hunger Free Oregon, we've actually done a few focus groups with seniors to ask them. They are the experts why the participation rate is so low for seniors. And definitely thinking it was mostly due to things like stigma and perceived shame. But when we got in and started talking to people, we found a incredible variety of misinformation, misperceptions. People thought it would hurt the economy, and it actually brings in federal dollars. It's 100% federal dollars. Or people thought, oh, I'm getting by. People with kids need that money more than I do, when actually the program's funded at a federal level as if everyone who could participate did so. So if you're eligible and not getting those dollars, you're just leaving them in D.C. and not bringing them back into your local community. Or, you know, crazy things. People thought, you know, that they couldn't own a car or a home. And in Oregon, assets and resources are not counted. For most people, it's a monthly income. And people didn't realize, for example, a household size of two could earn a monthly income of $2,392. That's a lot higher than most people think. And so we've been working very, very hard to try to get factual information out there into our seniors' homes, and this radio show is a great way to do so. And again, hoping people can come on into Coos Bay tomorrow and help us figure out how to maximize the supports that exist.
The event that Nancy's talking about is called Hidden in Plain Sight, Exploring Older Adult Hunger and Solutions. It runs 8 a.m. on Tuesday till 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Southwestern Oregon Community College in Coos Bay at the Hale Center. And you can join us right now on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about hunger among senior Oregonians, or seniors anywhere, really. Christine Coles is with the Coos County RSVP. Bandana Shrestha is with AARP Oregon. And Nancy Weeds with Partners for a Hunger-Free Oregon. You can join us here at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Christine, is there any hunger that you're aware of among the people that that you supervise through the Coos County RSVP?
I would say probably not per se. I think our volunteers, we have about 420 of them, are probably set in that respect. But I do want to mention that both Coos and Curry County, the demographics here, our population of 65 and older is huge. It's about 22% of the population in Coos County and about 27% of the population in Curry County. And Curry County actually has the highest population of elderly 65 and above. And I think it's incredibly important, as Nancy was saying, that we get the word out to these people that they do qualify for the SNAP benefits and that they do know where all the food banks are, the senior centers, the nutrition sites. Just from July 2012 to June 2013, with the nutrition sites in Coos County, the congregate and homebound meals on a monthly basis was 1,276. And that's probably not touching every senior, whether 50 and up or over 65, is hungry. So I think that's one of our challenges, is to try and determine who is hungry.
That seems like, as you said, 1,276, and that's for both Coos and Curry counties?
No, the 1,276 congregate and homebound meals from nutrition sites for a year.
Okay.
Is in Coos County.
Just Coos County.
Yeah.
But yeah, given the population of Coos County, that is a very low figure. If what you're saying is 22% or so 65 and older, that's not a lot of people taking advantage of these programs.
This is Nancy again, and one thing that Christine mentioned, you know, we call the gathering Hidden in Plain Sight. Senior hunger is not always visible. You're not, you know, if you don't pay your electric bill, they turn it off. If you don't pay your rent, you may lose your home. There's no bill collector for hungry, and it's not immediately visible in the seniors that are in your life what kind of nutritional resources they have. You can't tell a hungry senior just by looking at them. And far too often, if someone's living on, say, a fixed income, costs keep going up. There's really no place in the budget that one can cut and have some wiggle room except in the food budget. And gosh, malnutrition in seniors causes a variety of symptoms that are even actually misdiagnosed medically when the cause was hunger or malnutrition. Such a simple thing we could be doing. to make such a difference.
Well, just before you said that, I had written down a question about real health issues, because this obviously would lead to that. But are seniors being honest when they go to the doctor? Are you hearing anything from the medical community about people not even reporting what they're dealing with as far as food goes?
Actually, that's one of the, this is Vandana.
Vandana.
And actually, that's one of the issues that we're hoping will come up. You know, our intention in bringing together forums like these, and we did one up here in Portland, is exactly to start that conversation, to engage different stakeholders, you know, people who are at the front line, who may be in that position to talk to the older adult and ask them these questions and help them point to the right direction. Right now, I don't think there is anything in place in Oregon where we have the medical community really playing that role. You know, a few years ago, and Nancy can tell you more about this, there was a Childhood Hunger Coalition that got started, and they've done an excellent job of really connecting to that medical community, working with providers, and you know, having doctors do an assessment, those kind of things. And we were really inspired by that, because I think there is a role for definitely, you know, for doctors and nurses to be talking to their patients about, are they getting enough food? You know, if they're seeing signs of dementia, like Nancy was saying, that can be because of hunger. But people don't know that. People think, oh, you're old and, you know, you're going to get all these other diseases, chronic conditions. But a lot of it does trace back to having proper nutrition.
Vandana, did the AARP Foundation report on hunger get into the circumstances? I mean, are these people who have been in or close to the poverty line most of their lives, or are some of these people who retired with halfway decent pensions and just the money ran out? I mean, do we know what the circumstances are?
Well, no, it doesn't really. It does talk about what the income levels are of people who, who are hungry, who are food insecure or very food insecure. There's a whole range of food insecurity, you know, from marginal to hungry. It doesn't talk necessarily about that. But AARP's done a lot of other studies that kind of talks about and really sheds light on the economic situation for older adults. And, you know, one of the things we know now is that, you know, a lot of people are relying on Social Security as their sole means of income. And, you know, there's a great deal of conversation recently about Social Security, but that average Social Security income, I think, is monthly income is about $1,200. Don't quote me on it, but I think it is $1,200. But that's on the high end. I know people who have been living on $600 a month, and that's for everything. And you know how expensive things are, what drugs cost. Mm-hmm. You know, on average, a person 65 plus are using at least 4 prescription drugs. And at that rate, you know, if food is, like Nancy was saying, it becomes that only thing where you can really budge, you know, because otherwise you'll be evicted, you'll have no heat in your house, or you are opting to not take your medication or not eat food. So.
Let us take some calls. We have a couple lining up here. We're talking to Vandana Shrestha, Nancy Weed, and Christine Coles about hunger among older folks in our region. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Bill in Eugene. Welcome to the exchange.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate all your work in trying to feed the people hungry and all that. But I have a couple questions I'd like to ask, because I'm really frustrated in this subject. First off, does the SNAP program, which I believe is not completely, they're discussing it right now under the Department of Agriculture, they haven't passed yet, do they actually give people, when they apply for SNAP and get stamps or whatever, actually some education as far as what kind of food to eat, like we used to get in junior high school or high school 20 years ago before they took that out of our schools? My other question is, I think most of our problems are that the food stamp programs let the people get basically anything they want, unhealthy food, which is controlled by the lobbies of the big food companies, and it's all processed crap, and it's probably non-nutritional, but it's quick and easy, and it tastes good. Do you think they could just probably keep the WIC program alive, which they're trying to do away with, and make the whole system work under the WIC program, and basically all the food stamp food you get except for fresh foods and maybe basic breads and good, that most of the food they would be able to get with food stamps, they have to cook at home. By doing that, they would at least get healthier food, And, you know, like I watch people and when I buy food, and it really hurts my heart when I see them pulling out food stamps and getting all this junk food, which most people that, you know, most of them are obese, and they're just getting all this crap because it's quick or easy, and they're brainwashed by advertising. And I really hate that the idea that the SNAP programs lets them eat that stuff, because 30% of the United States of people are diabetic, and I think a big part of it is because of the SNAP program letting people get this food.
Okay, Bill, let's let an answer get in here. Thanks for the question. Appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to roll.
was that Nancy?
No, thanks, Bill, because actually these issues really do come up a lot, and definitely a program that is funded by USDA and runs all over Oregon here is our SNAP education program, which does teach people how to make the best nutritional bang for a buck, how to cook the foods that they eat, and really how to get the most nutrition out of what are very limited dollars often. The issue of, you know, comparing SNAP to WIC comes up rather a lot. The position that we take here at Partners is that the program does allow people to have food choice. It's very important to be able to choose the foods that your family needs in a given month at a given time. And there are numerous studies, Bill, I know you don't probably hear about them in the media, but numerous studies showing that people who shop with SNAP benefits shop the same as the rest of American citizens. People who use SNAP benefits, there is no evidence that they have a higher rate of buying junk food than the rest of us. Obesity is definitely an issue, but it's an American issue. It's all of us. It's not just a low-income or SNAP user issue. And at Partners, what gets us really excited, we definitely want to keep the food choice so that people can buy what's appropriate for their family at any given time. But what we get excited about are nutrition incentives, and I would say my favorite example would be our farmers markets. Those are local. They're featuring fresh, nutritional produce from local farmers.
But it actually took some work, as I understand it, to get the use of Oregon Trail cards in Oregon and CalFresh in California into the farmers markets.
Well, yes and no. This is another place where Oregon really has led the way. We've had them. Yep. I think the Eugene market was the first one. It's been around for over 15 years. We have farmers markets all over the state, and the vast majority of our farmers markets do accept SNAP. And I want to point out something else, too. I heard, Bill, you know, you're not really going to see people pulling out food stamps anymore. Oregon uses a debit card. It's called the Oregon Trail Card. We've had that since 1995. All states use a debit card. There are no more food stamps, if you will. So, for example, at a market, one can slide your SNAP card and purchase, say, $10 in tokens that then you can take to the market stalls and purchase fresh produce. And some of our farmers markets have gone so far as to offer a match. Some of them match $5, $7. I know of a couple markets who match up to $10. So you can come in, buy $10 worth of fresh fruits and vegetables, and get another $10 worth. What a great win-win, and what a great way of promoting better nutrition in our diets.
Let us take another call. Vajra in Sunny Valley, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about hunger among senior citizens.
Yes, thank you. I have an official mailing in my hand here from the Oregon Health Plan, and it says that if a person 55 or older dies, Oregon state law requires Oregon Health Authority or its designee to recoup dollars from their estate paid for health care benefits. And this includes monthly payments made by OHA or its designees to coordinated care organizations. And I believe it's also related to Medicaid, though it doesn't say so here. My question is, I'm wondering why there's such a push in, you know, to get SNAP, people to enroll in SNAP, because this looks like a land and a resources grab by the state and or the federal government. If somebody 55 or older dies and they've had health care benefits, it has to be repaid through their estate.
Interesting. Let's take this up with Christine Bondina and Nancy. Thanks for the call, Vajra. Any of you have any information on that?
Christine, I don't per se, but maybe Nancy does.
No, I've never heard of this happening before, and that's the thing. It's completely separate from SNAP. In SNAP, right, we don't even look at people's resources. We look at their monthly income.
Mm-hmm. I said, all right.
And there's, you know, that's, you know, a misperception I would love to bust. I hear from seniors, oh, if I get food stamps, snap, they're going to come take my house. They're going to come take my kids. They're going to, crazy stuff. No. Not even connect to one's resources. So I'm not sure.
There used to be, and I know there used to be welfare programs, Nancy, where you had to, there couldn't be any savings if you were going to be getting assistance, Bonnie. Is there anything like that anymore?
Well, and that's the thing that is different about Oregon. Not looking at the, not making a person ineligible because they have resources, that still happens in some other states.
Okay.
And, you know, the, what the lady was talking about, Vajra was talking about related to Medicaid and, state and federal funded health care that a low income person might receive. Those are guided by its own rules, and I think that it's a misnomer to connect, you know, to kind of compare, talk about these two programs in the same breath. You know, SNAP is a totally different thing from talking about Medicaid, and their Medicaid does have certain rules, like the one she talked about, but that's not what we're talking about. There's no recouping of estates on SNAP. This is the United States. It's appalling that anybody goes hungry. You know, we produce so much food.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much waste. We could be doing so much as a country, as a community, to take care of people who need help. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to engage people from all walks of life, from, you know, political elected officials, doctors, just the average citizen, to have this conversation about what's happening in our community, you know, and what can we do? That's what we're interested in, the solutions. And the solutions does not need to be just SNAP. SNAP is a fabulous program.
Okay.
It's outrageous that we only have 35% of people who are eligible enrolled in it. And we would like to find a way to get more people enrolled in it, because that's a program that's worked, that works, and but there are other solutions.
All right, I want to get one final question into Nancy, because we just have seconds left. Is the SNAP program affected at all, SNAP or CalFresh, affected by the federal government shutdown?
Through the month of October, everything is guaranteed. If this actually rolls into November, we may need to come back and talk to you again, Jeff.
All right. Thanks to Nancy Weed, Vandana Shrestha, and Christine Coles. The event tomorrow is called Hidden in Plain Sight, Exploring Older Adult Hunger and Solutions at Southwestern Oregon Community College in Coos Bay, 8 to 2. Thanks to our guests, and thanks for listening to the Jefferson Exchange. Back after a break.